Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Hei Masech Deba Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include the incident of Ahu Gavre, the Afked Kipe Gabe Chavre. The person gave earrings to his friend for safekeeping, and when the Onu claimed them, the Shomer could not find them. Rav Nachman Agvi La Padne Minei. Rav Nachman confiscated the mansion of the Shomer as payment for the earrings. The earrings were later found, and their value had increased. Rav Nachman ruled Hadri Kipe LeMarayu, V'Hadra Padne LeMara. The owner gets back his earrings and the Shomer gets back his mansion. And even though the Shomer paid for the earrings, he does not keep the earrings and acquire the gain of the increase in value, because atrach ilabeidina, the Shomer did not pay voluntarily, but rather troubled the owner to summon him to Bezin, who compelled him to pay. The machlik is regarding Shuma Hadar. If Bezin confiscated a leiva's item to pay off a debt that he owes to the malva, until when must the malva return the item if the leiva wants to pay up? The machlek is in the Mishnah's case of a secher para mechavera be'eshila la'achar mesa kedarka. If a person rented someone's cow, and he then loaned the cow to someone else, and the cow died naturally, the Tanakama holds yishava ha'secher shemesa kedarka v'ashayel yisham la'secher. The renter swears to the owner that the cow died naturally, and he becomes exempt from payment, and then the borrower pays the secher for the cow that he loaned him. However, the secher keeps the money and does not pay it to the owner. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, "Ketzad ala oisus chere beparosesh chaveroi, elatachza par labailam." The seicher must give the owner the money he gets from the shayel, and he may not keep it and benefit from someone else's cow. Pamim shabailam mishalman kama paris laseicher. The scenario in which, according to the Tanakhama, the owner would be obligated to pay four cows to the seicher.